fruits, vegetables, which we had spoken about a couple of times before. And now, unfortunately, because our systems are down, and likely to remain so, we have to take a little bit of Torah Shabbat Pen that I'll read to you. The only source we can actually see inside together is the Haggadah Mordechai, which we already saw last time. Time to review. Haggadah Mordechai Perek Chavis. That's all we're going to have to work on today. I feel bad. I'm Mr. Brewery. I'm sorry that you saw Mr. Brewery yesterday. But everything else is going to have to be Torah Shabbat Pen. Let's just review again. Haggadah Mordechai Perek Chavis. Because Mordechai is Haggadah Mordechai. Haggadah is written on the Mordechai itself. It goes through the preceptor twice. Okay, first the regular Mordechai, then what we call the Haggadah Mordechai. And Haggadah Mordechai has a Yerushalmi. That's our topic of discussion today. If you recall, it's on page Mem Vav in the newer print. I'm not sure what page in the old print, I don't know. I'm sure you'll probably find it. It's near the Big Day Yesha, Gimel and Dal. That's the trick. Ahuda Shachit Tuma, person crushed garlic. Kad Mifrich Beresha Chai Mishim Dash. When he, presumably when he cracked down on the heads, he's Chai Mishim Dash. Kad Mifrich Beklipos, or Kolpos. When he, it's traditionally understood to me when he peels it, Chai Mishim Borer. That's the source for all the Svaran that say, he peels up your Chai Mishim Borer. We saw the Mishnah Berurah and the Shin Chaf Aleph. That the Chiv of Borer. At the very end of the paragraph, the Atav Minik Sheochel Shani Shekorin Akla Shunsh Bulaz Vishumin, that we know what it means, Vekol Filosof Vishabas Vokal Vimelach, who mutter Vachain Minik. Ah, it's against Yerushalmi. Vodach of Yerushalmi Kidim Forek Bereish Shechai Vishab Dash. Nu, why the Rechiv of Dash? Notice, did I ask it from Borer? Did I ask it from Dash? Isn't that strange? If you understand the original words, Kad Mafrek Bukliv Moschai Vishem Borer, shouldn't have asked from Dash. Should have asked Vishem Borer, because we have Pilate, it should be Borer. He said he asked Vishem Dash. Hanuki Rotsa Lakos Shal Nasus Behen Isur. That's the gears we have Isur. Aleph Yud Samach Vav Resh Isur. Look on the bottom, if you have my edition. See, Gimel? Esau. Wow. Different letter, different word completely. Esau means a violation. Esau means some kind of a dough. It's a dough out of the garlic powder or something like that. We do have some things. Avoki rotza lechol achakach shara lekolfo v'ochlo miyach. So the traditional interpretation, which I'm going to try to dispute today, is that there's a violation of borer. Notwithstanding the fact that the Haggadah Mordechai used the word dash. And the last word in the paragraph, miyad, is the old-fashioned word, and I endowed them out the altar. Miyad and the altar are identical. That's the typical old-fashioned shot in this din. And if those should, we should open up Mishnah Berurah and see how it's found, because we don't want to be too radical. Although the Mishnah Berurah developed was more radical than anybody. Melech himself was radical. But he didn't want to pass it that way. He was trying to be Melech Tzchus. That was the end of Shin Chaf Aleph. So the Ramah says, again, last line, Ramah Shin Chaf Aleph, also Liklov, Shuvan, and Tzolom, Shin Chaf Aliyah, Avolecha Lialter Shari. The bottom is the Mishnah Berurah, Pei Gimel Bishum Borer, and therefore, the head of Lialter, very straightforward, Lialter. If your luck was bothered, how can it be that people are more makeable than that? How can the Rambam left out the Yerushalmi? He wanted to pass, and the Yerushalmi is Shalom Kalocha. Based upon a havim in the maskana, myself the beta. So the Rishon was like the havim, pas like the maskana. That's what he suggests. The chiddush nifla benar. Okay, he suggests. But let's go to the original sources and see. And perhaps, aside from suggesting that the Rishalmi is shalom kalacha, we should be able to reinterpret the Rishalmi. I already showed you on the board yesterday on the screen at the Beis Yosef. Unfortunately, I can't show you anymore. They have to take my word for it. Today, I have to have a lot of Amunas Chachamim because they have to say, I can't show anything to you. I'm going to read it to you from the. I mean, I showed it to you yesterday. If your memory is good, you still remember it. not allowed to photographic memory. I'm reading from the same source I have in front of me, the Torah, and then Shin Chaf Aleph. At the end of, in the middle of Shin Chaf Aleph. The end of Shin Chaf Aleph, back to the very end. Garcina Mirishal, quote the same Mirishal, because the commentary, Shatan Tumas Koseh Shuman. I'm giving you the we saw yes on the screen. Pirish shenotel osam min haklipos. So the Magen Avraham, who was the source for the Mishnah Berurah, understood it to mean when you're peeling it. The other suggestion I told you, I thought of my own original suggestion. I'm pretty sure the Megillah Sefer quoted from unnamed Achronim. My recollection, unnamed as I came, you can say it, unnamed Achronim. I don't think it means me. That the pshat is no. After he made a big pile of the, we'll call it the cloves of the garland, and the peels of the garland, and then he pulled one out away from the other. That, of course, is boring. That's 100% boring. Because it's already a pile, it's tarumus. But the Tavim already suggested yesterday, peeling shouldn't be boring at all. But the fundamental prerequisite for borrow is tarumus. Muravim. We saw lots of muravim in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam and other sources. There's no tarumus. It's just a sheller on the outside. There shouldn't be any violation of borrow whatsoever. But you have to reinterpret kamivcha b'klipaisa, what you have in front of you in the Mordechai, HaKadosh Mordechai, and then repeat those to use the word shenotel osam min haklipus. Doesn't mean you're peeling it. No. Doesn't mean that at all. It's a funny lush to use. You take it from the peels. It means the mountain of peels, and you pull the garlic away from the peels. And he quotes over here, Rabbi Osai, from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We saw this on the board yesterday. Rabbeinu Peretz, Dafka Matat. But kibbutz go liyachas nirikibor v'yosan ni the beloch asks against the gemara beitzi gimel kasi kasi it's mat mat, but the line before that is coming from the bala truma where it says as follows. Oh, I take that back. I made a parent. I will liklov kibbutz go liyachad nirikibor. It's a nirikibor. It's a nirik. My way. The peeling itself is not a problem. It's not a problem. Teretz is, you're piling it up. So what's wrong piling it up? First we'll see a big pile. He'll think that what you did was you separated the garlic cloves from the garlic peels. That's a mention big pile. You didn't really do that. That's really boring. It's nirik boring. But liklov kibbutz gadol yachad. I'm gonna peel one garlic clove and take the peel off, put it down. Another one, put it down. Het the gummer. But how do you get your big pile? Must be you're a bum. You would be in violation. Yeah, you made a huge pile of everything, and then you took the one from the other. You know, you didn't do that. That time would be borrowed mamish. What you did instead was you peeled one, put the while it's still in your hand, you throw the thing in the garbage, and you put the cloves over here. That's not the garbage. That's not borrowed. But near it could borrow for a big pile. That's my shot in this lush of the base yards. Oh. So therefore, if this is correct, Rabbi Osai, and that's why I think shot in the Mordechai. That's the one source we have in front of us. We should suggest at this point that the violation of peeling is not borer because there's no tarumus. Rather, it's dosh. Dosh, Rabbi Osai, need not have a tarumus. Dosh, as we saw in the Rabbeinu Chananel, dosh is if it's mechuber, not necessarily mechuber. Dosh.
It can become a taruva with the mountain, even though it's the same things, it's still the same.
No, it's purely a mountain of garlic cloves, not it's het the gummer. But But the person who sees a mountain of gold will accuse you of having had originally a pile. You weren't so careful at the beginning. Just peeled it. Everything fell straight down. So at one point it was a pile of the cloves and the peels all together. How do you get such a nice pile of cloves all day? Oh, you're a bum. When we weren't looking, you pulled away the cloves from the peels. That you're not allowed to do. Well, the peels from the cloves, that's a chashad near a kibbara. That's my pshat in this expression, which you should remember. If you have a photographic memory, you know by heart. And if not, okay, I can't tell you what kind of memory you have. But if you have your computer, you can. Your computer's also down? Everything's down?
No, mine's by
a lot. Your works. Yeah. So why can't we get it? If he gets brown, why can't we get brown?
It's like from a different source.
Oh, man. You can't put yourself into the screen?
I don't think I have the right plug.
Okay. But all the high tech, we got to overcome these problems.
I can try it again. Everyone's going to try it again.
No, it's not on. Whatever. I have my syrup. I've ordered a whole pile of syrup today. Okay. You'll have to trust my memory. Okay? We'll start with the Rambam. Rambam's not a foreign source. Parish Tess in Hilchos. Oh, no one gave me a Teres this morning. Did you confirm what I said? That this change in the order?
Yeah.
Is that a Pella?
Yeah.
Is it a shot?
No.
Think about it on the Shabbos. They check me out. They change you. I don't understand why. Let me read you that Agos Maimini. Agos Maimini talks about this issue. I believe it's, I put it on the Baruch HaKomos. Am I correct? I gave up my last one. I don't have any sheets myself. Take a few more, don't I? Perek Ches, what? Sukkot Ned, correct, thank you. The Yerushalmi Klal Gadol. Now you listen carefully to the words. You're only sources in that Gos Mordechai. That's all you have in front of you today. We're limited. You look there, I'm going to be here. See any differences. Is it all from the same school, right? That Gos Maimon, the Talmud of the Rambam of Rutenberg. So is the Rosh, so is the... The Mordechai, I assume, I don't know the Gos exactly, but probably from the same school. Haiman the Shachit to Michael Mishal Dosh. Dosh. Pirish Abed Moshe Mikutzi. The Smag. It's in the earlier Bali of Taisos. Hainu Sheshachkon im Kliposon. Shedome le Dosh Tvua. Okay, come on, Dosh. Avoliklov Shumin of Solom Lecholi Alder. Shari. What word is conspicuously absent from this entire citation? The four-letter word. Borer. Not here. Not here. In the Mordechai, it is here. Of course, the second part of the Yerushalmi. He doesn't even quote the second part. On a simple level, he's talking about Dosh, as we had suggested earlier. Yet, at the same breath, he says, the out there is Shari. There's a tremendous dispute. I can't share it. We'll wait till Sunday. We'll have be able to show you inside. There's a tremendous fight amongst the Gedolei Achronim, the Michas Chinuch and the Eglei Tal. They fight it out. Is there a Het Elialter by Dosh? Only place in Shas where the Het Elialter Mefurish is where and also goodbye Borer. By Dosh not. Some say yes, some say no, some say sometimes. The Pashtus. If you look at this, I go, Mordechai, you take it literally. I'm sorry, I can't show you. You have to take it on faith. If you have a Rambam, you can open up. That there's the head of the altar by Dosh. Because he talks about Dosh only. And he quotes it then in the same breath. The Smag, who says is the head of the altar. So presumably it's the head of the altar by Dosh. You'll ask me. This is what the Raya L'Chumra. For the fact that this is a topic which is conspicuously absent from these Maimonides. The next Maimonides sheet, even though it's part of Dosh, and that is Schita. What does Schita mean? Squeezing juice. That's the Toldot of Dosh. That's a whole topic unto itself. So the question is, Schita is Toldot of Dosh, Pashup Shah, and can I squeeze a lemon into a cup of tea for immediate use? What's the answer? Short answer, yes or no? No, you can't do that. Why? It's the altar. That's a kasha. So the Eglei Tal answers, The only time it's mutter to do dash lialter is in a kind of dash which is typically done lialter. We'll have to see this carefully. The shayla is not for now, postponed until who knows next time we'll come to shiur. What do you mean typically? There means the majority, or even a sizable minority, close to things last year, be it hamatzui, ain't hamatzui, or is it? Yeah, we don't know exactly. Is it an absolute majority? Actually, three different the shayla and the tal, which seem to imply three different things. We'll get that a long way down the road. In any event, we can say there is a heter of lialter by dash, but only for an activity of dash which is typically done lialter. Typically done over long term, you may not do it even the alpha. That's the way. I read you that goes fine, we should pass it around. Pass this around to everybody. It's a one line citation. Everyone should read it. You shouldn't trust me. Everyone read it, it's just one line. You tell me what you think it says. On a simple level, what it's saying is that there is absolutely a heter of the altar when it comes to dosh, because he only mentions dosh, mentions nothing else, and nonetheless he quotes a heter of the altar. So on a simple level, there's no escape. On a simple level, there's no escaping that fact. There exists a heter of Lial. Now, but there's an important point. He quotes a source, and the source is the Sman. I brought the Sman. Good thing I didn't know we were walking today. I brought all my Sman, almost all. I have a Sman, okay? And luckily, in the new Franklin Ramos, I even tell you what page it's on. Otherwise, how do you find things in Sman? It's hard to find things. Oh, no. This is a new edition. They have different pages. Oh, we'll see something. Oh, my goodness. It did me a big favor. I mean, I'm not sure if it's the same pages. So, nah. Oh, boy. It said that you'd give them a base, is it right? Forget it. No way. No chance in the world. It's a different page numbers. Now, we have to go in order of the Avos Melachos. Let's see if we can find it quickly.
Isn't it the same similar to what Dagos Maimon said at the end? That, it's not Dagos Marfai said at the end.
Well, who said?
The fact that Dagos Maimon just mentions Dash and doesn't mention Bor at the end of Dagos.
That's correct. Similar. Well, yeah, correct. I mentioned it before, but before it wasn't so clear. Correct. Look in your Dagos Mordechai. That's what you do have in front of you. What did he say? The last line. I said you shall be chayim shem dosh. That's make it on the Isur. Aber ki rol to lecha osacha kach shor the kofen ochel miyad. We'll see you soon. That's a totally. You're right. If miyad means the altar, dosh means dosh, then what do I need? I don't that passed by the Rambam. You don't have to see it in Nagos Maimon. You already saw it in Nagos Mordechai. Yes, but we'll see you soon. That maybe it means something different. We'll see you soon. Right. But you are correct. I mentioned a minute ago. You're right. Let's see if we can find the right place over here in the Smag. Unfortunately, because it's such a good edition, doesn't have the same page number. Here we go. You know why I couldn't find it? It's under the malach of Lush, believe it or not. Lush, we're going to get to for a long, long time. But if you saw the Yerushalmi that we have in front of you, what did it say? We skipped that part. We didn't pay attention. The next thing is Tochei. The next thing is Lush. So for some reason, he put it here in Lush. That's where it's found. Okay? It says it's Smag. I'm going to pass it around to in a minute. It's the last few lines of page Chofei in this edition. Umahidi Rishalmi and Lesa Liklov Shumim Besolim Lecholi Alter. Tahidi Rishalmi Lomari Bekolif Lecholi Alter. Vlachain Osir Kamo Shapirish Rach Lemala. Pirish Rach Lamala. What do you mean Pirish Rach Lamala? What Rach? So the Rach that I see quoted earlier is the Rach by the Melacha of Borer. The famous Rach that says it's Mutter if it has three conditions, right? It's the Sochum Adom Soles, and it is Biyad, and it is Lialter. Presume that's what it means. V'chayav Mishem Dosh, the Kamei Birushalmi, nearly. The Mari Vishoko im Klipazo. This is a page Chavav. Shedoma Ladash Betvua. Avo Shochek Shum Kolof Avitokan Gom. Fine. This is the opinion of the Smag. And remember, that goes Maimini made a reference to the Smag. Now, of course, the question becomes, what is the pshat in Mevara B'Kli Paisa? What does that mean? What does that mean? You're saying Mishum Dosh, not Mishum Borim. So clearly, the Smag is learning, as we saw the Pasha Pshat that goes to Maimini as well, that the Easter of Peeling is Dosh. Ayatel Kamavar B'Kli Paisa Chai Mishum Borim. Must be my pshat. The Mavar B'Kli Paisa means you have a big pile, and you separate the peels from the cloves themselves. That's the push-up shot. Push-up shot. Now, on a simple level, that's what it means. But if you refer to the rach, and the rach said borer, so he must be referring to borer. So that's shot in Mavan Avram, and the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura I have in front of you said is a chiv of borer. You got it probably from the Smag, because the Smag quotes Yerushalmi, and in that context it goes to Rach Lamal, talks about Borer. So you get everything from this one Smag. One, that he quotes a Rach Lamal means two things. It's Mutta Lialter, and the violation is a violation of Borer. As I told you before, that goes to Maimini, doesn't even mention Borer at all. I wanted to suggest the Smag holds as the goes to Maimini quoted him. It's only an Easter of Dosh. There's no Easter of Borer at all. And the Hetla Alta by Dosh as well. So what does it mean, Kad Mavar B'Kli Paisa? I told you before. A big pile, and you pulled one from the other. Oh. Now, Rabbi, say with me so far. So this is, I'm assuming, you're sort of a bit of a radical chat against the Bavan and the Mishnah Brura. As the words Kad Mavar B'Kli Paisa does not mean when you peel the garlic, but rather, when you have a pile, you separate one from the other, a later stage. That, in fact, is an Easter of Borer that I can see. Absolutely. Well, that's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. Another possibility exists, Rabbi Osai. Those who understand that the Smag is answering the Shuv Borer, because he quoted the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said, Borer. So the way I'm learning Pshat, the same way as the Rach has a Hetter of the Altar by Borer, same Hetter applies by Dash. That's my Pshat. It's a little bit of a stretch, but I think that's a Pshat. We pass it around again. It's the last Shulon to Chafei, going over the Chavot. Next best thing to a screen. Okay? I will have to establish my credibility. Rabbosai. But there's a fascinating interpretation. Assuming that the Smag meant Borer, why is it no Dosh? Why not Dosh? So I can't show it to anyone from me. But there's a sefer called the Shvisas HaShabbos. He quotes there from a sefer, which I don't have, Shem Chodosh is called, that it's not called Dosh. And someone said it yesterday the best way. Dosh is pounding, pressure, threshing. This is, I used the expression yesterday, skinning. When you skin, that's what it really is, right? Imagine that the peel is a skin, and you're flaying it or skinning it. There's no pressure, there's dexterity. Look at the Rashi, it's one of the Rashi I asked you in the Ma'amar Kamos, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, one thing, if you saw the Rashi, what is it doing here? Look at the Rashi, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It's the eighth wide line. Excuse me, seventh wide line at the end. Mafshit leko lemeima bekanin. We discussed this already a few months ago, this idea of kanin, but different context. The ein hafshata ela ba'or. When you are skinning something, and you're peeling away a certain peel from these kanim, it's kaverishal kanim. What does kanim mean? It's, spoke about it a little bit last time. Whatever it is, it's some kind of an item that you want to peel skin its peel away. Is that no? It only applies to or if you flay an animal, that's mafsh. It's one of the avod lamatas amas malachas. Otherwise, not. So Rabbo said the Shem Chodesh suggests that the reason why it's borer and not dosh is because you're peeling. No pressure. You're not banging. Of course, with the steam, what's going on over here? Where is this taking us? We have a gevaldige svaras now. Why it's not Borer? You said it. I'm only calling you. No tarumas. I'm calling the Talmidim. And if the Gevaldik is far, why it's not Dosh? Again, what Talmidim said. Because there's no pressure. Where's that leave you? Where's that leave you? It's Mutter. I can't be Mutter. It's telling me with Shalami, there's some kind of issue of Dosh, something has. So be patient. The answer could be. The Nisr of Dush and the Yerushalmi, because you took a garlic, did you ever break a garlic into pieces in your life? What do you do? Bang! You bang it, and all the clothes separate from each other. Oh, that's why it's Dush. You take a cucumber in your house, and your mother says, can you do me a favor, peel the cucumber, I want to make some salad, the Suda Shabbos. I can't do it. Why? Dush. Come on. Dush don't use pressure. Your mother went to school. It is Dush. This is not Dush. I heard that one of the boys in the Shia said the same thing. I heard the Shem Chodesh said it too. It was not Dosh. Oh, Ma, but it's boring. No, it's no Tarubis. The mother may be smarter than all of you. Yeah?
Would it make a difference then what type of cutting instrument you use? Like
using it. They can use it. Three choices, your hands.
Knife.
You can't really use your hands, can you?
Depends on
you can peel a banana with your hands.
Yeah.
An orange, a grapefruit. That's about it. Come to the peels that stick. Apple, carrot, cucumber. Those are the main things that we peel because we're not really peeling potatoes because it's potato. Right? You never peel potatoes in shops because if you...
Like corn, what about corn?
Corn, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but on shops. Okay, fine. I gave three examples, which are all important. So then you're using either a knife or a peeler. That's the next major question. What about a peeler? We shall see. I can't show you things. I'm a little bit upset. Can't show you anything today, so we'll do something today. The rest will postpone to Sunday. Like, I don't know what my farm is, even when I bought a whole pile, but I didn't bring everything. So we'll show you. Right, my credit is good. So far, I'm passing things around. Was I right so far? So far, verbatim. Okay, so far, so good. Fine. Now, if the Shem Chodesh is right? Shem Chodesh is right, then the question becomes, how that goes, Maimini, talk about an Iser of Dosh. So Masay means Borer. Ivan doesn't say Borer. The word Borer is not found. Maybe we can insert in our own cute way the word Bechulen. Yeah, that's sometimes even in Shas. They call it a Pussy. They meant the second half of the Pussy, Tarsus says. So the Hagos Maimini quoted the first half of the Yerushalmi, but he mainly meant the second half of the Yerushalmi. No. That's a possibility. Possibility. But according to the Rach himself, Rav Osai, remember the Smag quoted a Rach. Right? Now according to the Rach, it's clear there's no borrow when it comes to peeling. We read the Rach Beferish yesterday. If it's connected, if it's Mechuber, it's Dosh, it's not borrow. Not only that, but I showed you a Rach on the Marmakomas on that Ayin Ham, and I'll take a look at the Rach. I asked you a very brief citation of the Rach on Ayin Hey Amin Aleph. Whoa.
It's on the bottom,
Ayin Dalam. Yeah, this is a different page from me. Oh boy, I apologize. I had an old fashioned Gemara when I gave you this Maravaka. I apologize. If I send you a bum steer, I apologize. Thank you for pointing that out. The last line, Ayin Dalam and Beis. Kilfein, Chayim Mishum Dosh. The Verish. And it's Rach was a Shittos on Amad Aleph, that if it's connected, it's Dash and it's not boring. Hishlech Klipeyen, the Konin, Shen Rui, and the Melacha, Chai Mishim Borer. There you go. So if that's the case, the Smag, according to the Shem Chodesh, has to be arguing on the Rabbeinu Chanan. If it's Hefshet, we're talking about Hefshet over here. That's the whole sugya. That's what Rashi said. There's no mashin. So according to the Shem Chodesh, the Rach is against the Smag. The way he interpreted the Smag. Wow. So when the Smag quoted the Rach, he meant with respect to the Achazman. But now Rabbi Osai, I have a third source. The same Yerushalmi. We already had. How many sources have we seen? We've already seen three. Hagos Mordechai, Hagos Maimini, and Smag. One more source I brought with me. Sefer HaTruma. They all come in from the same school, but you see every little nuance is different. The Sefer HaTruma is Simen Reish Chof. I'll try to pass this around when I finish this stuff. Simen Reish Chof. It starts a beautiful new paragraph over here on page Shin Pei Vav. Quotes to Yerushalmi. Same business. And this is how he quotes. Kad Mafrich. I like you. You look in that. You look in Agos Mordechai because it's almost the same quotation. But you look and see how it's going to be a little bit different. Look inside, and it's the difference. Go. Some of the differences. Okay. Who the Shachik Tuma? Kad Mafrich Bereshe Chayav Mishum Dosh. Okay. He explains what that means. He explains. He says. Hainu, this is at the top of page Shin Pei Zayin, is an explanation. Ki rotza lekoschon, lasos man yisura achrina. Aval ki rotza lechol, this is where the last two lines of the Mordechai are coming from, obviously. Aval ki rotza lechol below isur achre kain, shari lekolfon velochon miyak. This is clearly the source for that quotation that you have in the Hagos Mordechai. It's clearly coming from the Sefer HaTruma, clearly. What does this mean? What does this mean? What do the words mean? So, traditionally it's understood that the word Miyad means the altar. Still the altar story. But then why are you throwing in so many facts over here? The Koshan Lassus Men Isurach Rina Isurachem just say it's the altar. Too many words floating around in Agos Mordechai you have in front of you. Too many words. Let me share with you a pshat. I think it's Emes Lamito. It's not mine. If it's my pshat, it's hard for me to be so bold. I think it's not mine. I'll tell you where it comes from. I can't give you the exact name of the person who said it, because it comes from a footnote in the beautiful new tours. And although they have some names in the front, so who did the work, they don't say who's Mechadish what. It's on the Maror Mekomos. I put it on the Maror Mekomos. This is the Bechon Yerushalayim version of the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shin Yutes. Os Lamed Hei. Os Lamed Hei. Os Lamed Hei is going on a Beis Yosef. Where the Beis Yosef says the whole thing. I'm not going to go through that quotation right now. He's in the middle, quotes Agos Maimony, quotes Rav Moshe Mikutzi, fine. Sefer HaTruma, quotes his Lashon. Look at this, I'm reading the words. Well, the fees are nearer. This is a quotation of the footnote now. I can pass this around too. Shachiluk ben Mashaninska Vesugi Meshavis, Dixisha Havi Melach, Ayin Dalam Adal. Uven Mashahutur Liklov Kasi Kasi. Why is that Nisir of Kosish? Who? The Bishabis married Bixisha Shekose Shakol Yachad Vitzorich Achar Kach Od Melocha Vitikun Kidei Sheroa Lachila Dizab Edumi Dadosh Vikan Mairi Bekolef Lecholi Alter. What is he saying over here? An amazing Kiddush, amazing Kiddush. That Dosh can never be the last stop on the train. If it's the last stop on the train, by definition, it's not Dosh. Dosh is only a preparatory malacha. That's an Isur Acher. If you're not going to do, because in the Siddur of the past, we know, after Dosh comes other things. Bore, Zora, Merak, Elosh, Ofa, a whole bunch of things in the Siddur of the past. If there's no malacha afterwards, it's you do something which might be construed as Dosh, and the next stop on the train is Achila, by definition it's not Dosh. Read the words on Agos Mordechai. Read it. Look at it in front of your nose. That's what he means. Not only that, but he ascribes his pshat to Rabbeinu Chananel, right over here. When he explains the Gemara Rav Osai in the Sekhta Beitza, where the Gemara says that Kolev is permissible. We saw this yesterday. Take a look over here. We read it yesterday. My time, well, come on, let's read it again. In my edition, it's Ayin Dalet Beis, the end of the narrow line. I can't say where it is in the old print somewhere. Right before Hatochen. Hatochen is a little bit bolder than our print. But a few lines before that. The Melechus Machshev is Asher Torah. V'alav Melechus Machshev is why? Lo komachavein b'melocho elo la'achila b'levad. What does that mean? My cook is also la'achila b'levad. No. He interprets it to mean there's no subsequent melocha. And that's presumably what the Agos Mordechai means as well. That's presumably what it means. And when it says over here, Rav Osai, I read you again. Sorach achaka on melocha v'tikun kidei sheroi l'achila. What do you mean, tikun? Tikun means a melocha. However, Rav Osai, I have to tell you, if you look at the footnote on the Mordechai, I want to show it again, we saw it before, what we call the Kovetz Mefarshim, he changed the Girsa. Instead of having the word Isur, what word did he have? Isa. That's a whole different word. Maybe he holds, by changing the text, although the Sefer Truma, he has the word Isur. I'd pass it around, but it's the same thing. It doesn't pay anything, it just has the word Isur there. Maybe he means Isa, even if it's not a malacha, as long as it's some other step afterwards. I'm not going straight into your mouth, there's a violation of Dosh. However, I don't think that's true even that, because even if the Gir says Isa, because there are other malachas in between. Look back in Agos Mordechai. What did he say? He said, there's Tochein, there's Lush. So even then, there's going to be some kind of a malach. But now, Rabbi Osai, I have the final source, and I apologize. I had a mind to get it, I forgot. Smack. This is take completely unfair to Rabbi Osai. I would love to show you the smack. I have no screen, and I have no safe. I forgot it downstairs. You look downstairs, you look it up, see if so far I'm right. So far my credit, I've established some credit. But I would love to show you the smack inside. The smack has the following text. Umahi da Yerushalmi Ain lesser liklov shuv bottle loch of the album. Why? Dahi mari bekole flahaniach sherotza lasos murais ulakach usser kemo shapirish rach. Those are the words. That is based Yosef quotes the smack, but left out five words. I think the whole world turned to these five words. Isn't it amazing? I'm going to read it from the Beis Yosef. You'll see he quotes a smack, but he left out five words. People didn't have the smack. They only had the Beis Yosef citation of the smack. We'll see in a minute. He quotes Yerushalmi as we have it. Kosu smag u smak. Vatruma. Quotes all three. Da filu hoche en lesa litlof shuma b'son lechol yad. We saw it in all the situations. Okay? Da hu di Yerushalmi lo mayri b'kolef lechol yad ele b'kolef laniach kemo shapir ishrach. So what five words did he leave out? Sherotze lasos murais lechach osu. He felt he wasn't. Who cares? I asked him, who cares? What do you care? What is the difference? What he wants to do? It's not the altar. What a busybody. What do you care what he wants to do with it? I mean, it's the same cash in the smack. I mean, it's what the Agos Mordechai said the same. Let's read the Agos Mordechai that you have in front of you. What did he say? Come on, the last line of this paragraph. He says, Heinuki wrote to the Koshan, Lassus Mehen, either Isur or Isa or Murais, some kind of other gizmo. Okay? Avuki wrote to Lechel Achakach, Shor Lechel Nachomiyat. Who cares? He wants to make something else. Just say, here's the altar, and here's not the altar. I claim, Rabbosai, the word Miyad has nothing to do with the altar. You know, when we were kids in school, they wanted to tell us how it's mutter to do bor in a very easy way. It's an olchim mitom soles biyad miyad. The alpha, kind of funny word, the alpha. Miyad, it's like a nice Hebrew word, which I'm going to do. So the word miyad is in our minds, from grade school, is a substitute for lialta. No! No, it's not true. Lialta is lialta. Had he met lialta, he would have said lialta. You know what miyad means? With no intervening malach. That's all it means. I repeat, with no intervening malach. It could be 3 hours later, you're going to eat it. No intervening malach. Say a chiddush nifter for that. That miyad is not merely lialta. Miyad means with no intervening. What's my source? Footnote Lamed Hay in the Shin Yud Tes. That's my source. You understand very well what a difference this makes. The Beis Yosef who left it out apparently understood Lialter, the old story, Lialter, like the smag with the rach. Lasas Murais, Lav Dafka. He left it out. Took the liberty to leave out 5 words. It was short of ink. He left 5 words out. Watch that. Who cares what he's doing? Well, it's not Lialter, not Lialter. No, Rabosai. He was short of ink. He should have put those 5 words in. Makes a big difference. A noob shot. I the Rach? I am noob shot the Rach. Rach doesn't mean our Rach. That he is at the altar good mutter by Borer. No. It means this Rach that we just read now. This Rach that by Kol of its mutter, but that's not Shemis. Why? How the Rach explained? Why? Bloka Mechavim v'malach el l'achila b'lvad b'lvad. No for the malachas. The next stop on the train is in your mouth. You eat it. Chiddush niflut. Maybe it's true. I can't say for sure. I can't say for sure. But he never mentioned the word lialter. Never said a word. Nothing. Zero. That's what I'm suggesting. Now the smak is based on the rach. And the rach didn't say lialter. I mean, you don't need lialter. It's mutl later on. How do you like that? It's mutl later on. Take a look at that Gos Mordechai. Look at the words. We read it again. It's reading again and again and again and again and again. Avol ki rotza lechol, the last line, the half line here. Achar kach. Shori lekol v'lok nechol. What do you mean achar kach? Achar kach? The altar? The opposite. Achar kach means later on. I want a proof in the words achar kach. My shot is right. Miyabim is no intervening malacha, not the heptim lialter. You wouldn't use the word achakach if it's drama lialter. As a matter of the Pesukim use those words as opposites. There's lialter. The Gemara's opposite of that is lebo bayom. Lebo bayom is a very, it's a Talmudic term. But the term that all the Pesukim use to the contrast with lialter is the achazman, or achakach. And here you're going to tell me achakach means miyab is lialter? Gah! My child is right. I'm suggesting, with no intervening malach. Oh, if that's the case, Rabosai, if you call it flaniyah and you plan to do another malach afterwards, you're chayev in fact mishum dosh. Absolutely, as the sefer Truma said beferish, you're chayev mishum dosh. Not borer, the Bogan Avraham said. Why the Bogan Avraham say borer? Because the Beis Yosef and the Ramah left out the 5 words of the smack. It's all, isn't it amazing, Mamshah? Because 5 words are left out that led to the whole new interpretation of the Bogan Avraham and Beis Yosef. It's not true. It's not true. So what do they come out with? A whole bunch of wild conclusions. Namely, it's Issa Mishum Borer, because it's Mutal Lialta, they hold the no Lialta by Dosh. Maybe there's no Dosh because it's skinning it, you're not pressuring it. So Dosh Lialta is going to be Usser. Because the only reason why it's Mutter in that case is because there's no pressure. Otherwise, it would have been Usser, even on the Lialta. All this comes from this interpretation, which we can say, not necessarily the correct interpretation. We suggest the pshat, the smag, the smonachai, sefer truma. Everything's backwards. Is mishum dash. There's no issue of barbecue for all. Why? Because there's no taruvis. And there is out of the altar by dash. If it's normally on the altar. That's the rock we saw again, Rabbi Osai. Take a look at the rock one more time on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We saw it yesterday. See it again. Please turn to the rock. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. A review. It fits in well with our shita. What did the rock say? What did the rock say? The rock is distinguishing here between the various malachs. Take a look. Hadosh, hu amefarek apsoles amechuberes ba'ochel. Hu mechinosan librera. Who cares? Who cares? Dosh is dosh. What do you think comes next? No. Hey, medvarim. In the very definition of dosh, the rock felt compelled to throw in two extra words. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a violation. Wow. And if you're going to appeal the dinner right away, it's on the base, he says, there's no violation. And that's a smack, it's a source of the Rambam. Quotes the Rav. That's a fantastic smart to be making. You can appeal whatever you want, as long as there's no malacha intervening. Afterwards. The only problem I have, I have to be honest, intellectual honesty is critical. The only problem I have is that it's against a Mefurash Gemara. Otherwise, it's fine. What's the Mefurash Gemara? The Gemara said that's Schita, Schaya Mishab Dash. Schita, you take an orange, well, Chaya is, let's say, it's a grape. Take a grape, and you squeeze it, and you drink the grape juice. The wine. No malacha intervening. You take olive, you squeeze it, you press it, and you put the oil in your salad dressing, in your salad. There's no malacha.
Mefarik
also. The Gemara had a 9 gimel beis. Okay, threw a mud ball into the Chaimish of Mefarik. There's no malacha afterwards. This is what gives me pause. My only answer, and it's a chiddush niflu v'nara. Rabosai is a problem. Take a look over here, Rabosai. The post says that we're not going to do Be'ir, but just the first few lines. Mefarat. So you probably started to start. Right here. I am Gimel and Rebbe Mefarat. Pirishrash, she told the Dosh. Kosher Ben Atam. Tezim Tzavtzadi. Hey. Cholev Chai Mishim Mefarat. V'yavi told the Dosh. Amla, come on. This is a mind-boggling question. The mamish stuck. Ein disha ela begidulei karka. How can there be a chiyuv of milking a cow? Chayav mishum mefarek told us the dosh. It's not begidulei karka. It's a cow. Incidentally, there's a magad mishnah. Not going to right now. As the cows can do the karka. What? Well, it subsists on do the karka. That's a pretty creative read.
Then I am also.
Huh?
Then I'm also
the karka. Yeah, everyone do the karka. Perhaps a better answer, for our purpose anyway, is found in Shuvah Saravavro Benaramba. You look it up in its original. Or to the Shvisa Shabbos, you have that, the beginning of the Sefer, and the Melechas Dosh of Kav Gimel. Mefarik is different. You know why? Amazing Kiddush. I mentioned briefly once last month. It's a Toldah. We had it once before. Not every local tour which applies to the Av applies necessarily to every single Toldah. To me, it's counterintuitive. How can the Toldah be more chayav than the Av? But who am I to better Avraham and Aramba? He says it explicitly. He gives it this as an example. He says, Dosh proper only do the karka, but five told the Dosh is chayav and it's not going to do the karka. I want to hold on to the kapota of Avraham and Aramba. I said the same thing to answer the question we asked before. We're suggesting a chiddush niflu v'nayim, that Dosh proper is only if it's another malach afterwards. So it's making the breira, that's making an Easter afterwards, all those l'shamas. Aye, what do you do with all the counter examples, schita, mefarik, what the world told us? Told us. The same way the tolda can be chayim in shalom gedul lekach, in the afkan afi. So too, the tolda can be chayim, there's no subsequent malacha, even though the av cannot be. Is it all chidushim gedolim? I can see. But Rabbi Ram already said it. Answer a different question. So now, Rav Osai, I'd like to read you from a sefer, which I was going to show you on screen, but I can't. The Aruch HaShulchan. We know the Aruch HaShulchan is famous. Trying to be Malamed Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. How can you say that the Jewish women are doing something wrong? How can you say that they're Chas V'Sholom, Chalil V'Chas? Well, this is no exception. Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know if you saw it yet, even our Simon Shin Yutes, Sif Chof. Quotes to Yerushalmi, this is his pshat. Lokeach harbe shumim v'shochem b'yachad v'yidei zenoflim ha-roshim behem v'rak ha-klipa shol kol ha-shumim mis'arvim ha-shumim u'borer mehem ha-klipas me'om. Here's my pshat. A pile emerges, including within it the cloves as well as the peels, and he separates them. Oh! Mamash Mamshat. Lachen Chayim ala Roshim Mishim Dosh, when you bang, the Farag told him the Dosh. Ukshe Borer Me'ashumim Kol HaKlipas, they all fell into the same pile. Chayim Mishim Borer. Avol! I'm going to pass it around. Mi Shekolev Kol Shum Levado. Whoever takes one clove and peels off the peel. V'chotech HaRosh V'kolev HaKlipa K'moshos V'Ptzolim. Onions, right? You peel an onion. Ein bazeh, listen to his words. Lo disha velo breira. Based on the Talmid Mishlim. It's not dosh. Why? Presumably because there's no pressure. And it's not borer. Why? Because no tarumas. That's what it sounds like. And he is it. Kibo shonu my osim maisim b'chol Shabbos. Shekol fim tzolim v'shumim. Echad, echad, one at a time. Kmosh ochlim egozim mushkedim. Shebechol egoz zorkim haklipa v'zeh derech achilasa. Don't need the altar. Chaf. He quotes in Chaf Aleph the Beis Yosef. And the Rambam says on his basis, Asu liklof shumim v'btzalim. Shekola faniach la'achal al tashari. Now for base. Masha b'divrayim liklov shumim v'besom harbe avi borer v'yosir mein ochal li'alter. Ulevad she'nu muvan mashayach b'reir b'zeh. Let's explain to you why. He means it's not a tarumis. Who can neged gemara b'faresh es beitzach yud gimel on the base. The bi'aloch is gemara. Kasi. Maklefi, what's Sorim or Psalim or Shum, it's all the same thing. Therefore, I think Pshat is false. Only the time is Brorated is a pile, Kemosha Pirash to Bayrishal. Uvezeh Shapishan Borah, you pull out the what the good from the bad or vice versa. Bavar Ochel Belechel, I feel legal up Solos Mutter. What the Torah says, we'll see it. We'll get back to it later. Fine. And then Yerucham is matir, even Shalol out there, because Yerushalmi is mayor but kolev k'deil l'shachko, and then it's koshav rev to pull one from the other. La'ochlo kach lo misarev. There he gives away. No tarumis. The aim is a breiro. Either I mean a parent asks kibbutz gadol. No, it's Murab and Yachad. That's the Ramah means. Till now, I'm a big Aruch HaShulchan fan. That's like, can you read the Ramah that way? Open your Mishnah Berurah. Can you read the Ramah that way? She Murab and Yachad. But then he concedes, Afal Pish Lakos from the Furish King. I love the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what the Ramah meant. He meant a pile. Im lo kein, lo shayach was a breira. Prep, small print in a Rashi print in a bracket. Herachti b'zeh. So derech b'nos Yisrael, they do it for shalosh shunas in the morning. Ubal mishne brura hiri shal zeh. The contemporary. L'chei yatsanu l'lamed z'chus d'kedin avdi. You use the word l'lamed z'chus. The words are here. Is there a chashuv? I'm not in a rush to accept the full aruch hashulchan, even though I love it. I love it, mamash, love it to pieces. But the Ramah, I don't think. How can you read the Ramah his way? Open your Mishnah Berurah. Can you read the Ramah his way? That's a very creative read. Ramah says, also liklov shuma b'besalam shakol flaniach avalecha li'al tashar. How can it be his pshat? I found it incredible that he himself conceived and he didn't say it. So he didn't say it, but he didn't mean it. Pass it around, let's see it inside. It's chav to chav base. The kids are Rabbos, I have to be honest. I don't believe that the Rabbos said it. Nonetheless. We can suggest. Oh, the Ramah didn't say it. But we saw Pshat and the Rach is that way. And the Smak is that way. And the footnotes in the Torah is that way. Aye, when you peel the onion, you're going to then take the onion and put it into some kind of a salad or something like that. But that's not a malacha. It's only us. It's going to be a malacha afterwards. Not dosh, either because there is no pressure, or as the Aruch HaShulchan seemed to say, you take one at a time, it's not called dosh. Get an impression, because he didn't use the word pressure. I think he means, you look at the words carefully, that dosh is many at a time. You thresh, you bang down 100 kernels at the same time. One at a time, not dosh. Arabos says, talk about the peeler. I want a show of hands. Who has seen in his kitchen, in his mother's kitchen, in his grandmother's kitchen, in his wife's kitchen, some kitchen, on Shabbos morning, when it's Friday, everyone comes home from shul, it's about to start the meal, and the Eish Yischiel is in the kitchen with a peeler, peeling either cucumbers, or carrots. Who's ever seen that? Raise your hand high if you've seen it. High. Why don't you raise your hand high? Good chunk of the Talmidim. Those who haven't seen it, Lorena and Arai. Maybe you're not looking out in the kitchen. You're busy learning when you're. So here we have a situation where the dispute is a raging dispute. Where there are some posts who claim that if you do that, chas v'chalila, yichayev midaraisa. They're using a specialized instrument, a peeler, to peel a vegetable. And yet, in all the kitchens that I saw, Orthodox Jewish ladies, traditional Orthodox, and they're doing it. How can it be? Going against certain throbs, you say it's an isa daraisa. How can it be? It's impossible. Let's try to figure out why it should be okay. So again, I can't show you all the sources right now. But I want to show you a Mishnah. A Mishnah that I can show you. Kuf, Chaf, Beis, Amud, Beis. Kuf, Chaf, Beis, Amud, Beis. A Mishnah. You're saying, what? The sugars of Muxa. I don't know if it's. Well, see some. No till the third line of the Mishnah. No tell Adam Kurnis lefatzea boesah gozer. The context is mukta, but we learn other things. What is a kurnis? What does a kurnis mean? Not important to know what the word means. But what's the fatzea boesah gozer? We discussed it once before. A nutcracker. Ribbono shel olam. A nutcracker is a specialized plea to crack nuts, as its name implies. So how can you take a nutcracker to crack nuts? Aye, to clear me, you could look out. So on a partial level, when it comes to dosh, there's no violation of using a clean miyuchad. The Eglei Tal himself says that it's a problem to use a kli miyuchad for borer. He has to cash against himself from this mishnah of Fereshes. The mishnah says you're allowed to use a specialized kli, the fateh bo'asar gozen. It's a fascinating answer. Because all you're doing is cracking the nut. But you're not separating the nut from whatever else is around it. What? Take an almond. An almond, there's nothing else around it. Maybe a little walnut. I understand. You can separate there's still plenty of stuff after you crack the walnut. There's still stuff, plenty of junk there. Now an almond, what? So this mission's not talking about almonds? Almonds are not nuts? Last I looked, almonds were nuts. The Shver attempts. On a simple level, Rabbi Osai, you get an impression that there's no violation whatsoever. It's not a taruvus. I can't show you now, for those who just came in, one of the main taruvus is the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos. One can bring one from home, those who did last time without going for Shabbos, bring with you a Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos. Either bring the new edition, or even the, you don't have to do it, you can bring the old. It's also good. Either one. Everyone should have a Shmir Shabbos starting from Sunday. It would be very important that one. I would like to show you things inside. We have to use the screen. Our screens are reliable, apparently. If you have a Shmir Shabbos, we can do much better because he has quotes many of these other stories. Okay, so everyone should try to get yourself the Shmir Shabbos if you can. King, for this Sunday, next Sunday starts a farm sale. Oh, there's no more excuse unless you have no money. Problem. It's a very legitimate excuse. Enough money. I go to the thrums, it's like C8 to horror. But anyway, he asked the following Gasha. We asked yesterday. What do you mean it's mutter? The Yavshe ben Yanacha, we saw that expression, and the Shin Chafal, cut it in half and peel it out. That's his Kasha. Shmir Shabbos Kachos asked the Kasha. Then he gets another kash. Why is it boris? No taruvis. Oh, sounds familiar. See what Rosh Hashulchan said. So he has the kash. So what is the answer? Well, nidbekes tfei, that's his lashon. It's very glued on. Not glued on by man, no crazy glue. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. When the peel of the apple or the cucumber or the carrot is better than crazy glue. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. So Nidbak Tvei, there was considered to be in the category of Ma'uro. That's a difficult term. The best try is there's no Yisra Bor at all when it comes to peeling. Zero. Elamai, it's Dosh. Oh yeah, okay, Dosh, I'll want to consider it. Or I'm sure it's not even Dosh either. Okay, it's Dosh. But Dosh, a clear miyuchad is mutter, but for a Shemishna, Kufcha, Beis, and Beis. I've asked you a final question. When called upon to peel an apple or a cucumber or a carrot, who in this room uses his fingers? What do you want to claw at it? Want a little slap. You use a knife. So how are you allowed to use a knife? You'll say a knife is not a kliya miyuchad lekach. All right, we learned in our sugya that a napa kvar, the kliya miyuchad is chayim midaraisa, and a kanon and tamchoi, which is not clear, Yuchud is also awesome, but there are bottom. So we should say that everyone who peels a cucumber on Shabbos should at least be using the Rabbanan if using a knife. Shmuel Shabbos asked this question. Look at a whopeteretz from Shlomo Zalman. Whopeteretz! He says, a kli amayuchon in the Gemara's case is napul kvar, a sieve. It would sift the wheat and then take out the pebbles. So if you have a different way of doing that, it's called knol v'tamchoi, says the Rabbanan. Fine. Either it's Rabbanan because it's a shiri kalachayat, or some learn. And some say, no, it's just not considered to be a way of brave, or whatever it may be. We'll see soon. But, if I have an implement which is designated for immediate use, I may use that kli to do bar on Shabbos. The reason I can use a knife to peel a cucumber is that the knife is meant to be used for immediate use. No comparison whatsoever to the knol natamchoi or certain napa kvara described in the context of our sugya. Now, wait a minute. You only use a knife for immediate use? It's not true. You use a knife for things you use 2 hours later. So it doesn't mean only immediate use. It means either mainly or significantly for immediate use, as opposed to a napa kvara, which is used almost exclusively for long-term use. Now, boss, if that's the case, I want to suggest that a peeler is also used significantly for immediate use. Now, boss, I need to know from you, from your kitchen, what you've seen, what vegetables, sum total, are the peelers used for? In my kitchen, they're used for carrots and cucumbers and potatoes. That's about it. We use apples, we usually eat the apples with the peel. And all those pears, we usually eat with the peel. And if it's not the peel, my wife uses a knife. She pulls out the peeler, and some of them have even conscripted to be part of the kitchen team. She usually regrets it afterwards, but all right. it's for cucumbers.
Kiwis.
Kiwi, okay.
Yeah, the kiwi.
Huh?
Not even,
whatever it may be, but primarily I think it's cucumbers, it's carrots, and it's potatoes. Alright? I'm not measuring how many we have, more potatoes, more carrots, more cucumbers, I'm not measuring exactly. But certainly the cucumbers and carrots are a significant use of this peel. So that's the case, in Klar Shlomo Zalman's heter. It's made for shimush miyadi, as he calls it, for immediate use. Let's go further than that. Until now, we assumed, with respect to a kli amiyuchad, a distinction between dosh and borer, because dosh is the mefurish of mishnah it's mutter, kufcha beis and admeis, and borer is the mefurish of sugya that it's aser, not mekvara. From Shlomo Zalman is right. No, dosh and borer are fundamentally the same. A kli amiyuchad for long term use is aser. A kli amiyuchad for short term use is mutter. That's another question.
So is it just like part of the vegetable?
Excellent. Well, let's have a show of hands. How many people here, typically, if you have cucumbers in the house, they serve the cucumbers with the peels? Raise your hand.
I've had it before.
With the peels. Raise your hand. How is it typically served in your house? How many people with the peels? How many without the peels? There's been a slight majority without the peels. Take carrots. How do you put carrots on the table without peeling them? Raise your hand. How do you with peeling them? That's even a bigger majority. Interesting. Potatoes. How many are served, not too much Shabbos, during the week. How many are served potatoes when they're peeled? Raise your hand. How many are served potatoes without the peels? They say.
Depends where.
They say at the healthiest part. It's true. Look it up on the internet.
Yeah,
even if I have bad tits, worse tits than that, healthier it is.
Okay. In my house, we're often served potatoes with the peels on the ground, and it's healthier that way. Not always, you're right. I think it's fancier company. We want to make it more presentable. But just in the house, the sheevish, you know, and we want to go for health, so the peel's left on. I'm saying even potatoes, which we use our peeler for, sometimes we don't use it because we cook it with the peel. And there's some people who will cook it with the peel and peel it afterwards. It could also be for immediate use. Not really. I may happen in my house. I'm not sure what goes on exactly in the kitchen. Not exactly, as you well know, I try to stay out as much as I can. You do better for Shalom Bayis that way, usually. But that's not called in the beverage. Wash the dishes, that I can do. Everybody said. So now I make the following suggestion. Listen to this. Not every utensil is a utensil. What? Sounds ridiculous. Well, let's look at the Gemara. The word in the Gemara, Rabosai, it doesn't say the word utensil. Look at the Gemara. Rabosai, open the Ayadal Alaf, Adaf. Bor Viochel, Rabbi Yosef says, Biyad. Bor Minyat Biyad. Viknon uftam chulo yivro, vimbir patav alasu. Uvenapo kvolo yivro, vimbir chayav chadas. The word kli is never found. Not found in Shas Bavli. In its context. We, to make things short, for shorthand, did I mention what? Napa, Kvora, Kno, Tamcha, clean. Not all Kalim are created equal, Marav Rabosai. These Kalim are unique insofar as the Kli itself has a capacity to separate good from bad. What is a Napa, Kvora? What do the words mean? A sieve, a sifter, right? Obviously, there's little holes, so the thin part goes out, the thick part stays on top. So when the thin is good and the thick is bad, so the kli itself can achieve a level of boring. Not, and knol the tamcha, funny thing, it's hard to know what exactly they are, funnels or something like that. So therefore too, it's wide on top and it's narrow on the bottom, and the good stuff can go out, or sometimes the good stuff can stay up, and the bad stuff goes out. That's the case, maybe we'll discuss later what's called ochum so. In any event, the kli itself assists in the borer process. What will happen, I'll take a spoon, and with this spoon, I want to take something out of something else. Is that called borer b'kli? It's like not b'kvara, k'tol b'tamkoi? It was like borer b'yad. Take a look at both in the Yavish Brewers. Give a look. Shin yud tes. Sif Katan Samach Aleph. Give a look. Shin Yud Tes Mishnah Brura Samach Aleph. Al Kain Shenofel Zvuv Odover Acher B'Machol U'Mashke Lo Yosir HaZvuv Bein B'Yad Bein B'Kli That the Bor P'Sol Zvuv Tehokam Pray tell, how are you going to take some of the mashka with it? Your hands? Pour it out. The poshup shot is, goes on the word kli. Take a big spoon, you take out the fly with some soup. Take a look a little bit further, Abosa. The next one, Sif Katan Samach Beis. What does it say? Talks about Lokea Cholov. Kolei shuman atzav apnei acholav. She called smetana. Smetana is cream. It's called borer. Not exactly what I'm looking for. We'll get to this a little bit later. the Mishnah Brura says somewhere, not in the right spot, you can separate what we'll call a machal oven min harotev using a cup, using a spoon. You see it somewhere around here. What does that mean? What does it mean?
Siv katan sanachva.
Sanach which?
Sanachva.
Va. Okay, I follow that. There's somewhere around here. Thank you. Sanachva. Thank you. It says, it says, Lahafrid bekaf machal ovim in arotev is mutter. Why? Derech achilu bekach. Why? He's using a kli. He's using a kli. The answer is derech achilu. What do you mean? This spoon has no holes in it. As a sieve, a sifter, a funnel, they're all little holes. It's a plain spoon. You know what this is doing, I'm about to say? It's your hand. You just don't want to get your hand, there's an expression in America, I don't want to dirty my hands. Yes, sir?
What about, you know, slotted spoons?
Ah, different story. Slotted spoons. That's a very serious question. We'll discuss. It's a plain spoon. A plain spoon. Now, I'd love to share a Moshe's Shuvah. I can't do it. Maybe on Sunday we'll look at it. Sorry. Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Dal, I think it was Moshe. The reason why you're allowed to use a knife. Obviously, using a knife. Look at Enoshin Chavav. You're peeling an apple. You're using a claw with your fingernails. You're not using a knife. Why? Why not use a knife? Why? Apparently, it's considered using your hand. There are no holes. They're a chachila. You can't use your hands. And not because you don't want to dirty your hands. You just can't use your hands. Doesn't matter. It's considered to be your hand. Rav Moshe's in that tshuva. It's kamo biyod of mamish. And therefore, what will be according to Rav Moshe? A peeler. I'll give you some history. I came to my shul, now it's 40 years ago, hopefully I know. And I'll give these major shiurim, Shabbos Godol, Shabbos Shuva. I believe it was way back. I think it was we were learning the inyanim of Shabbos back at Tovshin Mem Beis. I think it was the first time the yeshiva learned Shabbos in my, when I was still a Rebbe, my Rebbe career. And I sent a Shabbos Shuvah drush, I'm pretty sure, in which I explained many things I'm telling you today. And I wanted a paskin, it's mutter to use a peeler for the reason we just mentioned. So we got very upset. And they went to ask Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was mutter. It was only Torah Shabbat Peh. It was not printed anywhere. His name. I was on thin ice. Because it was me calling Rav Moshe against all the Svarim. Every single printed saved it. It's also Rav Moshe was mutter. Baruch Hashem. A sefer came out called The Shabbos Kitchen. That was down to the Nes Medrash. We bought it a few times. That was written by a Talmud of Rav Moshe's. And he writes, according to Rav Moshe, it's permissible. And he quotes Rav Moshe's son, sent to the parish. Now we're talking. It was much better when I saw that in print. Yeah, we'll look downstairs and see how many years I was twisting in the wind. The time I said it, the time Rav Moshe Brura was printed, they say, it was 15 years I was out there by myself getting petch. I'm not sure when I said it was printed. I think it's one of his first spars in the Shabbos Kitchen. But still, I was quite remind me to look weird on Sunday. Went downstairs, remind me. It's in the basement, it's right on the second floor, it's right there. Just remember, make a note for yourself. Put it on my desk on Sunday, and we'll try to, This time I'm saying a Kol Yom Rishon. So I'll be here if those want to come. Nothing to do with Pesach and Shabbos. Just letting you know. So anyway, so what's the pshat? The pshat I think is as follows. I'm using the knife, all right. But what's really doing the separation, again, this is all assuming that's considered bor, right? I don't think it's bor at all. But the fear development, it's really my hand. It's the dexterity of my hand that achieves the precise separation between the cucumber, apple, carrot, and the peel, and the respective peels. If you're a klutz like me, you can't do a good job. Here's a knife. Can't do a good job. Even a peel, I can't do a good job. You know, those are those who, you know, you ever see people, when they peel a cucumber, both sides of the peel are green. Not when I do. What's the difference between the, why are they better than me? There's a sifter, everyone sifts the same. The terrorist, it's the hand that's doing it. So the talented hand can get both sides green. Me, forget about it. Not even a chance. Interestingly, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa points that out. He says, you're not going to only separate the peel from the cucumber. You're going to take away part of the cucumber also. Carrot the same way. You're going to take part of what would otherwise be good to eat, you're going to peel it off because you can't be so precise. And therefore, he wants to suggest, let's call that ochel mitoch ochel. Ooh. Separating food from food. Ooh. That's a chiddush nif. And now, we're running out of time, but we have to try to throw every possible heter in. Open to the bir halacha, shin yud tes siv dalet. Shin Yud Tes, that's all in the Mount of Kumbhs. Shin Yud Tes of Dalet. The Ramasal Mitoch. What does it say? Habore psos mitoch ochel afil b'yorvachas chai. Okay? Who writes? The Ran, the Rach, the Filoch quotes, the Ramban. The Halochas means the rib. He's not sure where he got it from. Smag, Beis Yosef, Rosh, Ritva, Meiri, whoa! He goes to Mama Mordechai. Mikan niraboro, the Mashanoagim, the Sudos Gudolos, Chiyotze, the Kroa Hadag, Migabo. They open, they rip up with the fish from behind. Ulahosir Hashidra Shabiyemta, they move the spine, which has all the bones on it. Yesh Nizor, Bishabbat, and Azazkein. Now they borrow psalms mitoch ochel the chayav. I feel the belly out there. Oh, Rachmona chayav. He said the rice, and the women are doing it. Gevalt. What do you do? Aliyaniach hashidra sham leashlichen alachutz. Chenizor kol adam shol lahashlich atzmos abos alachutz lebederach achila. Dahinu etzem shiyesh alof ksas boser yochas bo lechol imenu. Whoa. Brackets. Viloshin zeh mashma. Yach beis achila gufa tzor lizor shlo lahafrish ha-tzomas min ha-bos shir l'chutz. Rak acha shekvar kolaf ha-bos yen yochal lo shlicho havalo brira dama zeh. That's the previous paragraph. That was yesterday's machlokes, right? The Rosh with the Ramban with the, remember the whole of Rishos yesterday, the Ritva, the Rabbi Yevolaf to the Maritats. Fine. End bracket. Also, she'ein olav basar, al yigavo, shouldn't touch it. El yochal abasar batzamas yishar b'kara. Chakach ashlichem b'mirza, ad kan l'shono. Says the helik of b'yolocha. Nebuch, v'inei ein olav yisarim klal dagli b'zeh. Oy vey, people aren't careful. Haino. Lo mi boi b'yes achil agufo de b'zeh, efshish lo nuchal b'chos b'yodan. Yesh am b'lis lo chokanal. We said it as yesterday, shear, it's in your hand, you can take the bad from the good. Av kodem achilo, but also manoshim and noshim. Shemechinem amachal avi lashulchon gam kenyen yisoron klal, v'kol fanat samas gal bosom mikodem. Im kein nechshalem v'isur chiyuv chatos rachmano litzlan. Every week, week in and week out, the Bnei goes, this is Klai, so don't do that. V'amarti lechapes aleim tzchus. What? The owner of the Be'er Ochashuv is lechapes tzchus. Chas v'shalom. Even the Be'er Ochashuv is lechapes tzchus like anybody else. All the good parties can do that. We try to defend the Nagi Yisrael. The Haimim. Lo mi boi ma'atzamos rakichi u'yimem gamken lachila. Who eats soft bones of fish these days? Raise your hand if you do. No one does it anymore. In Europe, they used to do it. Eat the soft bones. Brisk, well, we could filter fish for chlap. The brisk,
well, that's all of them.
For Rabbi Yoshin Bear of Brisk, my Rebbe's great grandfather's quoted, and as far as we're saying, the Shmishan calls it also, that the minute you can filter fish is to avoid borer. Very ridiculous. The matzi ud afsh achash and afidim chos of yochum. Some actually separate the soft ones and eat them plain. Woo! The bevada ain shem psholas aleim klal, because that's the minute to eat them. I don't think that applies nowadays. He has to get home for the older generation if they eat the soft bones of the fish. And afidim and koshin. Another heifer. What's that? Boom! Shem keiman shatzamos abosei b'chibu recha. Shayach bin Yenena Mashaevi Amogad Avram Mishim Atovkuf Yud Mishem Ayam Shal Shlomo the Marshal bin Yen Luzim Ubotin Shein Ishtabru Vayim Et Mitpasa Af bin Yen Borem Min Echad Hu V'yein Shem Psoles Olov. Unbelievable. The Heter of Min Echad Rabol say is found, keep one hand over here and one hand turned back to the Ramah in Sif Beis, Ramah, excuse me, in Sif Gimel, Abel Kol Shul Min Echad, Abel Pisha Borer, Chatichas Gedolos, Betol Ketanas, Lo Mikri Brera. Min Echad is not called Borer. The Marshal, it wants to extend this, not just Min Echad, where everything is edible, but even the things which are not so edible. Amazing. Back to the Be'er Halacha. Rashab. He says if it's one min, ain't shame solus alav, uve'eze inyan shemetake na'ochel mitocha shomer, don't know the word shomer is important. Tikun ochel bi'amu, v'ain't shame alach alav, ad kan l'shono. Amazing Marshal. Brackets. V'yav shadocha mogon avrom d'amazeh. Because the Beis Yosef says, "Shem Yerushalmi, Hakol Efsumu Vebetzalim Chaim Eshemore." We think it's not really true what we said before, but all right. Magen Avraham said so. The Chiyaso Hoyarak Mashe Sosam Yam Shal Shlomo because of the Ain Shem Alach Olav. Umash Ma'afiluk Shekavanaser Bezela Aleach Azman. Ulozeh Hissim Ad the Kol Efsumin. Aveli Altek Am Magen Avraham Ode Ain Shemor Olav, as he quotes. I call it Shumin. Unbelievable. So the altar, even souls, the Rovel is Mutter, it's Min Echad. Close brackets. Ah, Tocha Nami Tikkun Ocha Bi'amu, V'yein Shem Alach Olav, Afilik Shekolet, V'cholet Tzatzomos, Mi'al Avosor, Uvach Yeli Alter, V'kubo Shumin, you call it Shumin, V'solin, after Gam Shem Aklipa, you Solis, we pass in Shinchof Aleph, the Echad, the Kol of Kedei, Lech Ali Alta, the Mutter. Must be, because the Alter and Shem Psolas ala Klippa, the Tikkun Ocha Bi'Alma. Vein Dome the Psolas, the Alma, should Psolas Gomer, should Nifrad Mina Ocha, like a pebble in the wheat. Mash Enkein Zeh, should Mechuva Bi'Achad Ocha, an organic connection. Ocha Nam Vinyanenu, when it comes to the bones and the fish. Echad, the Kavanos, the Lech Ali Alta, meaning the Tikkun Ocha Bi'Alma. Ain shem psolas alayu kevon that dialam ifridu am mechubarim biyachad rabosai because it's an organic connection and don't tell me that the marshal is only klipas egoz in ushomer lepri it's a you mentioned shomer before it's a protection for the fruit Hashem made a appeal to protect it chen klipas hashum the zaino the yam shel shlomo bedame isa breyer the isa tiltul. Hamus b'sham b'rosh atur, where it's a tiltal mechalak shem b'rosh atur b'hedya ben atzamas l'zeh b'shem b'sham atzamas k'for nifridu because they're already separated, mashed the below nifridu they're still connected. Dino k'mo egozim even though the bones are presumably not protecting the fish. This svara, Bosai, would presumably apply to our situation as well. Because the cucumber and the peel are connected organically. If they're connected organically, according to the Yam Shel Shlomo, it's not a violation of Borer in the first place. In the first place. In the case of cucumber and carrot, it's somewhat edible. Some people eat it with the peels. We all know that. I'll ask you a shayla, Rabosai. If someone put on your plate during the week, they put on your plate a salad with unpeeled cucumber, who would eat it? Raise your hand. Who would not eat it?
Eat salad.
Huh?
Just a salad.
I'm saying it's not salad. Put on your plate plain. It's cucumber. With a peel.
With chop.
Who would doctor not eat it without peeling it first on a Tuesday? So we would eat it. Same with a carrot. Someone takes a carrot, they take it, you know, from the package, and they rinse it off very well, and they just give it to you. But no, not peeling. Who would doctor not eat it? We don't eat it. And then the mail that should be had to go for another reason. Even though ideally we do peel it. We do peel both. I'm not saying that. What about an apple? Just one final thing left before we stop. How many people in this room would eat, first of all, how many people eat apples with over here? Healthy, apple, they can just doctor away. How many will eat their apples only when they're peeled? Raise your hand. How many eat their apples typically with the peel on? Raise your hand. So apples for sure are going to be mutter, because most people eat it with the peel in this room. Cucumbers and carrots, which we before most people do peel it, but since you're going to eat it, if it's not peeled, another start to be made. I don't want to go late, we'll stop here. We made a haskalah and try to defend our wives, mothers, grandmothers, sisters, all those who are doing it with other things that keep their eyes up. You want to say it's mutter. So we said, this is important shiur on Thursday. Can't wait to find it this year. This is going to get to the shots. But on Sunday, we'll continue, Mr. Shem, trying to defend this very Saturday Shema. Good. Good Shabbos. Remember to bring your Shabbos if you can from home.